ナモミョウホレンゲイキョウ、ナモミョウホレンゲイキョウ、ナモミョウホレンゲイキョウ。Hi friends, how are you? I hope this finds you in good health and secure. I really mean that. We live in a very tumultuous world today. So your safety, security, and health, very important. You can't practice if you don't have health. You can practice when you're struggling with your health, but you understand. Okay, I've stated this many times in many videos, but I haven't talked about it lately because our focus has been the Lotus Sutra, yes? But I want to talk about something, several go-shows on earthly desires are enlightenment. And I think about this whenever I chant, because many of you have asked about what should be going on in my head when I'm chanting, when I'm reciting. I can't do this, I can't do that, blah, 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 blah. Not making light of you at all. It's a very valid question, and there's been a lot of misinformation by sects as well as lay groups. Not mentioning any names, but oh my. You know, there was in Japan, especially around the time of 1945, 1946, 1950, after World War II, Japan was spanked really hard, weren't they? Yeah, we've never seen in the world the kind of firepower that was. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen any of the documentaries, but concrete walls with the outlines of little girls running or people. That's all that's left of their actual bodies because of the bombs we dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The kind of horror that culture experienced. Yeah, it would literally stop you in your tracks. Not just as a victim of the bombardment, but as a thought experiment. It is unconscionable. Blah, 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 blah. Of course, we're still barbarians. We're out there in Ukraine and in Israel. Oh, my. The justifications, and isn't that a weird one? The people who've been lamenting since then about the Holocaust using it as their own device. I don't understand it. I can't. So from that horrific point of view to the laughable point of view of my life would be so great if I just had a Camaro. Or if I just had a new lover, or if I just had a bigger apartment, or if I could just get a raise, or I really need a job right now, I gotta have a job. Certainly that's justification. You've missed the point of earthly desires are enlightenment. And I'm bringing it up today because it still comes up all the time. But I was rereading and actually re-editing one of my books on Nichiren's Go-Shows. And it occurred to me that Nichiren talks a lot about Daimoku from the standpoint of the crux of Buddhism, that we're single-mindedly to chant to experience Buddha right now. But then when he's in conversations with some disciples or friends or practitioners or even other monks, he'll often in his rhetoric imply that this is something to chant about, whether it be a death in the family or an ancestor or some condition that somebody is experiencing with a superior, right? And it may be unclear, and I'll go ahead and I won't just blame the translations for that. but I'll blame the translators for not making it more clear that in the regular dialogue of Nietzsche's letters to people, when they're more personal letters, go show, one, especially in the West, I think, but probably worldwide, so I shouldn't have said that, just to human beings, we could slip very easily into thinking, well, we can chant for stuff. And the reason I brought up the World War time is that in Japan, Nietzsche's doctrine of Buddhism, was utilized by different groups and different sects for either political agendas. There was an entire society of Nietzschean doctrine of Buddhism practicing solely for the might and the greatness of Japan. Very, very nationalistic. Just like the Jews in Israel are, not all Jews, just those, that Israeli party and a lot of Jews living in Israel are claiming some sort of supremacy and treating other human beings like they're not even of the human species. That's unconscionable. To use Buddhism, I'm not saying the Israeli government and their party and that sect, that Ashkenazi Jew sect of Zionists are particularly Buddhist. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just demonstrating the mindset that can adopt a teaching like the Ashkenazi Jew, which I would argue are barely Jewish at all. But using the foundations of Judaism to justify the horrors that they're committing. If we've got it right in our face. So imagine how the Japanese felt after World War II. They'd lost everything. Most of the population. They were hurting. They not only lost relatives and ancestors, but all their possessions. And so the idea that could slip into these translations of Nietzsche's doctrine that you could chant to get back to where you were, get back your stuff, get back your position in society, get back your honor, right? It really polluted Buddhism. Nietzsche's own doctrine. Well, that wasn't Nietzsche's intent, was it? Think about that. There is only one thing to have in your mind when you chant. One. Single-mindedly. One. Seek Buddha. Why? Why would that be the answer? And don't go, oh, yeah. No. Really, think about it. All of your desires, which is samsara, are based on wanting things you perceive you don't have. When you open your Gohonzon mind, the Buddha eye, there is nothing you don't have. Isn't that the ultimate answer? You will then have stuff you haven't even thought to want yet. There is only one thought that you need pursue when you're chanting. Two thoughts. One thought, chanting clearly, correctly, attentively, dedicatedly, with conviction. Namo myoho renge kyo. And if there's a background thought in there, that second thought, where's Buddha? Where's Buddha? Come on, Buddha. I want it now. I want it now. I want to see. I want to experience. I want to be Buddha. Because all of Buddhism depends on your being able to do this well When you accomplish that, there is nothing you do not have. Nichiren told Shijo Kingo, experience your life fully. Endure what there is to endure. Be joyful with what there is to enjoy. And when you make love with your wife tonight, look her in the eye, and the both of you should chant into each other's eyes. Why? Why do you think he said that? Because it makes sex better? Where's the Gohonzon? It's not that scroll in the stupa, the Butsudan. That's our Nichiren's gift to us for a very quick mirror, that samsaric thing we seem to not be able to get around, and using samsara itself to bounce you right back into your mind. Where is the Gohonzon? Nichiren says it. Nowhere outside of your flesh and blood body. Never look for the Gohonzon outside your flesh and blood. And still there are sanctioned sects of Nichiren who want to sell this piece of paper to you like it is the Gohonzon. Shame on them. Shame on them. Nichiren, they're contradicting the very person they're edifying. Never seek this Gohonzon outside of your flesh and blood body. In fact, he says 5-foot flesh and blood body. People were shorter back then. But do you get it? When you look into somebody's eye, you're looking into your own mind with the illusion that you're seeing into theirs. Their eyes become a mandala, directed directly at the minds of you and I. Try it. Try it with an intimate partner. Namo myoho renge kyo. What happens to you bodily, mentally? I'm not replacing this mandala with your lover. What I'm saying is Nichiren was an exemplar in showing us how our earthly desires can be used as the impetus for us to open our Buddha eye. Because in point of fact, everything, the entire cosmos, is happening with you, moment to moment to moment to moment. And when you engage with the cosmos, everything is yours. Everything. And you self expand into the cosmos. I mean, it's not just babble. You will experience it. It will make your insides sizzle. You will feel it down to your toes. When you fuse with the pathway, this mandala, your mirror, your pathway to focus in on that Gohonzon mind, you will feel it. Oh, man, I want a new car. Why? What is the big... Yes, you could talk about the functionality of it, how cool it would live in your bath of samsara. You know what happens when you take a bath? You swim in your own dirt, in your own filth. Don't you? Stand up, take a shower, let it drain off of you, chant Buddha. No matter what pain or joys you're going through, whatever drives you to your butsudan, use that energy to manifest your Buddha mind. If you're using it to do anything else, have fun. You're just playing at Buddhism. And even then, you'll get some benefit. But even Nichiren says the key ingredient in your practice has to be determination, conviction, resolve. With that alone, not understanding a word of the teachings, if you simply chant with that kind of conviction, oh, you will experience Buddha. I'm thinking of all sorts of analogies, but who cares how clever my analogies can be? There's just the one thing to do. All right. I still have time. We can get back into the Threefold Lotus Dharma Sutra. By the way, speaking of Gosho, I finally got a book that's been out of print and hard to get. Somebody asked about this, and this is known by several different translations, whether it's the true objective of worship, or I hate the word worship, shouldn't be in Buddhism at all, or the true object of penetrating the mind. I like that better. Or the true objective of penetrating the mind established in the fifth 500-year period after the extinction of the Tathagata. I mean, there are long titles for it. Kanjin Honzon Sho is yet another title for it. This book actually has more than just that in it. It also has the Nyosetsu Shugyo Sho, the Kembutsu Maidai Ki, I was interested. This book has the English and the Japanese for you who are bilingual in those two languages out there. I started reading a lot of the books like I have with the Gosho from Gosho Zenshu, and I went to the the Overseas Propagation Promotion Association of Nichiren Shu is another organization that's been translating many documents for a Western audience. I have a big, big, big problem with Nichiren Shu's translations. I laud them. They're practicing Buddhism. They're reading Nichiren. They're doing the best that they seem to know how to do. But, oh my goodness, as bad as Nichiren Shoshu is for deifying Nichiren, which is not Buddhism, Nichiren Shu seems to believe that we Westerners can't understand a damn thing unless it's religious. There is so much Christian rhetoric in these translations. I can only get so far before I start feeling sick to my stomach. And as you know, this is a big issue. This is one of the main issues that I came to develop this resource, the website, the videos, the books, everything. My rewrites of the Gosho. I could go through them again, and you know they're voluminous. Just expurgating these stupid words that don't belong in the Buddhist dialogue. And I know. I mean, you can read through it. Once you've read the same Gosho 10 times, it becomes apparent, you know, some words don't seem like they belong in this. I can't believe Nichiren was saying that. Because we're not stupid. We know when things get mystical and magical. That's not Buddhism, right? We don't worship. We manifest, right? Single-mindedly instantiating Buddha. That's not worship. That's you in your mind, enlightening. Where's the mysticism in that? And yet, these translations have words like faith and worship and woo-woo and wah-wah. Oh, my goodness. It's such an insult, really. And if the Japanese are practicing with those thoughts in mind, shame on them. But even greater shame on them if they think that you and I have to have those words in order to understand Shakyamuni's teachings. They're misleading us. I'm not saying they're doing it with intent. I'm saying their translations are crap. But somehow, let me know in the comments, but I will read through this like I have other translations and try to keep it straight as I read through it. Try to replace words as I go, but there's so many, I will miss some, and I'll point it out. If you'll tolerate me annotating, as I always do, the translation, what the heck, I'll read it. I stopped reading their versions of the Gosho, and you'll know because there's a playlist called Nichiren Gosho, and that's the Zenshu. Then there's a highly annotated. And then there's their translations as Nichiren Gosho 2, T-double-O, so clever. And that playlist is all of their translations. But I didn't read them all because I just couldn't. After, I don't know, a couple of dozen of them, I felt such revulsion at their constant religiosity. I couldn't go on. And nobody asked me to. Because if you asked me to, I'd go through it for you. And I'm thinking, because this is an important one, that maybe it's worth a short series just on this book. Let me know what you think. And I'll do it if enough of you are interested in it. I've covered the same material from other Gosho translations, so it's not like I haven't covered it, but all right, you understand. I think I'll make this a standalone video because I've taken a bunch of your time now, and I'll start another video to get back into the Sylvain translation annotation of the Lotus Dharma Sutra, okay? So I'll thank you for listening to this rant today. I hope you understand it comes from deep in my heart to make absolutely certain you understand what you're practicing and how to practice it, your proper attitude and intent of Buddhism, being kind of the parent today. So please let me know what you think about the reading of that book. Please let me know if you have any questions or misunderstandings about what I'm saying about chanting. Your proper attitude and intent when you chant, whether it's in front of your mandala or not, you're speaking to Gohonzon, your mind. What else could you want your mind to do but be its complete, full expression? And with that, what could you possibly not achieve? All right. I deeply appreciate your participation, your practice, and your support for this endeavor, this entire resource, bookstore, mandala store. Yes, I know it's called Gohonzon, but if I put mandala on there, how many of the casual person that might venture there expect they might just forego it altogether because they're looking for a Gohonzon, right? Expedient means. Thank you, brothers, sisters. We're all family in this Sangha. We're all struggling and endeavoring, making effort every day to open that Buddha window, the Buddha eye. So congratulations on your effort with every intent for success. I will see you in the next one. Okay? Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Bye for now.